Hi, my name is Dennis Jetty. I'm a New Hampshire native, born and brought up in Nashua, New Hampshire. My wife and I currently have 3 daughters in college. We've had 6 children, 5 of which have all attended college. I'm also a graduate of the community college system in Nashua and a graduate of Southern New Hampshire University. My wife currently runs a in-home daycare center licensed in New Hampshire that we use to basically provide an education for our children, which is a special needs daycare as well. Each one of my children have approximately $20,000 in government Stafford loans and Pell grants. And the interest alone on each one of these children is approximately $150 a month per child. Any increase in doubling that would severely impact all of our children. Obviously, with 5 children that have attended college, we couldn't decide and we couldn't afford to pay for any one child. I mean, how do you tell a child, I'm going to let you go to college, but I'm not going to pay for you? So in our case, what we've decided to do is we help them pay for college through their paying off their interest while they're in school. And the deal was once they get out of school, the debt becomes their own. I had my children write me how this would affect them if I could. My son, who is now 30 years old, has approximately $75,000 in debt, and of which close to $19,000 is government loans. And he wrote, if government-subsidized loans are going to take the place of a straightforward educational infrastructure in this country, then students need to know that they are borrowing at a generally competitive rate, and they will be able to pay them back based on the income they garner from employment following graduation. To turn a blind eye to the millions of kids whose parents can't afford to send them to ever more expensive schools on ever smaller incomes and wages, and to simply disregard the education and training of our nation's workforce is to doom America to a century of sluggish economic growth, decreasing quality of life, and dwindling influence in the field of science, mathematics, business, humanities, and public service. It should be the goal of the federal government to increase the skill of our workforce and to open the door to a better life for all Americans. And all it takes in many cases is a simple loan with an affordable rate and agreeable payment terms. Student loan debt never goes away, but neither does an education. So at least we can do is lend these kids a little money so that they can improve their communities and world at large. Obviously, my son is a very talented writer. That's what he does for a living. He went to Emerson College in Massachusetts, previously attended Plymouth State, New Hampshire. He's a playwright living in Los Angeles. 30 years old, he's had to put off much of his life just to pay off student loans. I have other things that my other daughters have written. One of my daughters said, I'll be putting off buying a home, getting married, and many major purchases in order to pay down the debt that I've already incurred. Having a rate hike would further push all my long-term plans, negatively affecting my retirement savings and put me in a deeper indebtedness. Obviously, this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart, and obviously I wrote a letter to the senator, and thank you, Senator, for listening. It's a passionate subject for me, being the only person in my own family that ever attended college, as well as my extended family. So I'll be happy to turn it over to any questions.